question 16, what is sin? And as I said last week, we begin last week with a six-week look at the fall. And in this question this week, we have a definition of sin. What is sin? Sin is any want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Sin is any want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Maybe as a child you learned in your religious studies or religious classes, there was two types of sin. There were sins of omission and sins of commission. And this is exactly what has been outlined here. Sins of omission, any want or any lack of conformity to, they're when we don't match up to the law of God, when we don't do what the law of God requires. And then sins of commission, when we actually break the law of God or transgress the law of God. So the two aspects of sin, not doing, negatively, not doing what God requires, and positively breaking or transgressing the law of God. And so our scripture verse, 1 John 3 verse 4, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. The great Augustine defined sin as every work, word, or wish contrary to the law of God. The famous Archbishop Usher, when he was dying, the last words apparently he expressed were, "Lord, forgive my sins, especially my sins of omission." And one scripture that comes to mind as well is where the apostle says, "He who knows the good he ought to do and does it not, to him it is sin." We live in a generation that does not understand what sin is. People think that sin is some sort of maybe unpleasant thing that we do to each other, or some maybe foul language. But this question identifies for us what sin actually is. It's an actual breaking of the law of God. And this is not helped by many who now, even in the church, undermine the value and purpose of God's law, even in the promotion and proclamation of the gospel. The Word of God tells us that the law of God is our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. The law of God actually brings us to the cross. It shows us our need of the cross. It shows us our need of salvation. Paul could even say in Romans, how would I know that I was a sinner unless the law told me so? Unless the law pointed out to me that I was a transgressor, I would not have known. So when the law became real to me or alive to me, I died. Why? I died to God, and I knew I died. I knew I was dead because of the law of God. John Bunyan, the famous John Bunyan, says this about sin. Sin is the living worm, the lasting fire. Hell seen would lose its heat could sin expire. Better sinless in hell than to be where heaven is and to be found a sinner there. One who was sinless with infernals might do well, but sin would make of heaven a very hell. Look to thyself then, keep it out of door, lest it get in and never leave thee more. Fools mock at sin, will not believe it carries such a dagger in its sleeve. How can it be, say they, that such a thing, so full of sweetness, e'er should wear a sting? They know not that it is the very spell of sin to make them laugh themselves to hell. Look to thyself then. Deal with sin no more, lest he who saves against thee shuts the door. What is sin? Sin is any want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God.